For example, we thought that he meant that he was the I am that man calls God. Isn't that what you thought? But you see, he was saying much more than that. He was saying, I am not Moses. I am infinite Christ. He was saying, I am the I am of every Israelite who is following me out of Egypt. I am the only being on earth and in heaven. You see what I'm getting at? Let me repeat those words. I am the only being. Now that is your working principle. If you work with it for the next 7 months, before those 7 months have elapsed, you will know the power. Jesus revealed the same principle. Again, the world missed it. I am the light of the world. It means I am the only being. This was also the great secret of Krishna, of Gautama, of Lao Tzu, Shankara, Nanak. And it is the secret of Job. I am the I am of you. I am the I am of everyone and of everything and everywhere. And this must become your secret. This, you will discover, is knowing God aright. This is the truth, and the only truth that shatters the world mind. Once I am the only being becomes embedded deeply in your consciousness, it shatters the world illusion and it makes you free. It makes you free of material form. We very rarely recognize the true cause of our afflictions. But every affliction is a demand that you lay down your human sense of a personal selfhood in a material body and live consciously in your true spiritual identity as I am the only being. While you struggle to retain a personal selfhood, the afflictions continue. And of course, so many of us secretly have hoped for some kind of a Damascus experience, something like Paul had. We want to be free. But we actually have had the Damascus experience without realizing it. We do not recognize that every problem is the Damascus experience. You see, the blindness of Paul seemed like a terrible affliction, but it lifted Paul into the third heaven. His affliction turned into a blessing because he changed from Saul to Paul. He changed from a finite human being to I am the only being. That was Paul's secret. When you face an insurmountable obstacle, a physical malfunction, a financial crisis, any predicament which has no apparent solution, that is your Damascus experience in disguise. Instead of wondering what you did to deserve this torment or how to get out of it, understand instead that only one thing is under attack: your sense of having a human selfhood, a private personal selfhood of your own. That is how you crucify Christ. And that's the only reason you suffer. Every human lifespan is another opportunity to come into conscious awareness of the Christ, to fulfill the expressed will of God in you. And that will is very clear. You must cease being man whose breath is in his nostrils. You must cease assassinating yourself by ignoring your own infinite Christ self, whose name is I am the only being. You must be number 12, the infinite I am, or you remain number 666, the reincarnating human illusion who tries to squeeze his life in between alternating cycles of birth and death. Be perfect as your Father means be number 12. Be, I am the only being. For only number 12 does not crucify the infinite Christ. Paul was crucifying Christ until he became number 12. You are going to crucify Christ until you become number 12. Again and again, you'll be brought back to Damascus, and each time the unheard voice within you will be saying, why persecutest thou me? Why do you crucify I am Christ within yourself? I know. I've seen it myself. We get horrified. We say, oh, me crucifying Christ? Impossible. I love Christ. But unless you are willing to be I am Christ, you do not love Christ. That's the deadlock. That's the cosmic paradox. That's what builds a false will, a false wall, a false self between man and God. The only way to stop crucifying Christ is to be Christ. Once you make up your mind to that, you'll know what direction you must take. To be or not to be, Christ determines whether you crucify or do not crucify Christ. For if you refuse to be what you are crucifying Christ. And you are refusing to be perfect as your Father. For only Christ is perfect. So for the first 7 months of 1976, your assignment is to practice being number 12, the only being. During that period, if you are practicing being the only being, you will be given inner wisdom to multiply the infinite powers of your being into visible, active expression. New doorways will open unexpectedly. New signs will follow. Gradually, you will witness the spiritual kingdom in increasing measure. And when we meet at the August seminar on Mount Hood, 12 will no longer be a symbol. It will be the light of your own infinite being. So begin using your body image now in a different way. Use it as a guide, not as something you want to indulge in. The only reason that the human body image dies is because it never is you. It expresses the consciousness behind it. It expresses soul power or lack of soul power. Actually, you see, your body image is a computerized image. It's an instantaneous replay of your consciousness. For instance, your fingers cannot think. They do exactly what your brain tells them to do. In the same way, neither can your entire body image think. It does exactly what your brain commands it to do. The thought of your brain determines the action of your body image. Smile, says your thought, and your body image smiles. Frown, says your thought, and your body image frowns. Fear, says your thought, and your body image fears. There is nothing that your body image can do of itself. It is stimulated and governed completely by thought. But whose thought? Is it human thought? Or is it Christ thought? That is what makes the difference between life and death. I am the truth, says Christ, and therefore all thought that is not of Christ is the untruth. And if your body image is moved and governed by thought that does not proceed from Christ, it is motivated by untrue thought. This constitutes the blindness of the human race. Without Christ's thought to move our body images, we perish. But with Christ's thought, Daniel tames the lion. Jesus tames the waves. Jesus eliminates sickness and germs. If your body image is not in harmony now, it is being moved by thought that is not of Christ. It is being moved by untruth. And the remedy is to be a channel for Christ's thought. Have ye that mind that was in Christ Jesus. You can see that the way to God consciousness is to be moved by Christ thought. There is no way to walk through this world ring in your human mind. It cannot be done. All you can do is make yourself miserable. The same human mind that creates also destroys. It thinks it knows, but all it knows is the dream. It thinks it sees, but all it sees is the dream. It thinks it can build a life, but all it can build is a mirage. You may recall the 8th chapter of Mark's Gospel, when Jesus leads the blind man out of town. Now that's really more than a blind man. That is a symbol of the blind human race. That blind man is a symbol that your human mind is blind and must surrender itself to Christ. If it does not surrender to Christ, it will destroy you. The blind man is holding Jesus by the hand and is following him out of town. This represents Christ within himself, Christ within the blind man, leading the blind man out of world thought. It's showing you visibly that when you surrender to Christ within yourself, it will take you out of world belief, out of world control, out of world domination. It will shatter the world illusion that shackles mankind and imprisons the entire human race in a counterfeit world that is not governed by God. Follow me, says the Christ, and you must know that it is impossible to follow Christ in a human body. Just as it is impossible to follow Christ in a human mind. The world has tried. And the failure of the world is visible everywhere. The I Love Jesus movement would seem to be well motivated. Youth all over the world feels this deep-seated human hunger for truth, for integrity, for love. But there is no way to follow a spirit in a material body. All of that youthful dedication is being poured in a material trap of the world mind. We respond to these great promises. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we yearn to follow. But we forget. We forget that Christ also said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Because we have not been taught that we can follow Christ only in our spiritual body, we do not deny ourselves. We do not step out of our material sense of body. And we do not find Christ within us to lead us out of town. We do not receive divine thought through the Christ mind. And our body image is moved by the world mind away from the very Christ we seek. Follow me. To follow Christ, you must walk now consciously in your Christ body. Follow Christ into the invisible kingdom of God. Leave your human body behind you. It cannot walk in the kingdom of God on earth. If there's any doubt about that in your mind, you need only listen to the words of Christ. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in the world shall keep it unto life eternal. In other words, when you surrender mind and body to I am Christ, you are illuminated from within by the infinite light of your own being. Then you follow Christ within yourself by accepting Christ's identity, and you walk with God. Let us be still a moment. Feeling the Christ presence here, everywhere. Knowing that Christ is not localized, everywhere Christ I am. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. This is the call to Christhood. And when you respond, it will open the gates to God consciousness. We're blind in our humanhood. All we see are the thoughts within our own mind. We think we know, but we know only the thoughts that world mind sends through our sense mind. And so we're really captives. We're separated from our own source. We live in our concepts. And we mistake these concepts for substance. And finally, our human lives evaporate just like the wind. When Jesus spits on the blind man's eyes, that is Christ within us, and informing the blind man, and informing the blind human race that the external world of the senses is not reality. Christ is revealing the cosmic sleep, or what I have called the atomic sleep. Christ is repudiating all material sense which believes in an external material world made of atoms. Christ is declaring the allness of spirit, the nothingness of matter, and Christ is opening the blind man's inner eye to see that material flesh exists only in the mind of man, not in the Christ mind. For the blind man, Christ shattered the atomic illusion of the senses. And that was done centuries before science discovered the counterfeit atomic universe. Now, something strange, something very wonderful happens. The inner eye of the blind man is open. And the blind man looks up. That's the phrase used in the Bible. He looks up. It means that he looks now to the allness of spirit. He accepts spirit as all that is. That's also the meaning of selling all thou hast. The acceptance of the allness of spirit is selling all thou hast. As you surrender your beliefs in the existence of matter, you are selling all you have. And that is looking up. And when the blind man looks up, lo and behold, he is no longer blind. I see men. He says this, I see men walking as trees. And this is what he sees within himself. Because he is no longer depending on material eyes. He now has Christ vision. He has accepted himself to be the divine spirit of God. And in this lightning realization, he leaps out of limited material sense. He is united with his source. He is one with infinity. He is infinity. He is reborn into the light of his own being. He is substance. And he is above concept. He is the light of life, not the imitation of life. His new name is Christ. I am the only being. This is what happened to that blind man. Behind his human vision, he now begins to see spiritual man. He sees the image of God, the real man. He sees the man who was before the world mind reinterprets that divine man into a counterfeit atomic image called U-man. He sees the source of life, the invisible tree of life, expressing itself as Christ, I am. He sees his own real identity as Christ, the infinite being, the identity of all men who walk this earth. Like the blind man, we discover that we can never be blind. World mind is blind. We can never be sick. World mind is sick. We were never born. World mind was born. We can never die. Only world mind can die. In that brief encounter with the blind man, the light of Jesus walking beside him is actually the inner Christ of the blind man, revealing what the Christ of the blind man is doing on the inside. Do you see that? That glorious twin light that sets the pattern for the liberation of mankind from all world appearances? The light of Christ within you releases you from war, disease, atomic radioactivity, disaster, lack, limitation, and the nothingness of death. Christ, there with the blind man, is revealing that the world of form is nothing more than mortal blindness produced by the liar and the father of lies, the world mind. Now, what was Christ describing as the way out of town? Number 12. Number 12, your Christ identity, Christ I am. the only be. This is your inner savior, and it is yourself. Now, put yourself in the shoes of the blind man. Close your eyes again. The world says you are blind, you cannot see. And you accept, I am the only being. Beside me there is no other. The world is blind. I am not blind. I am not blind to spirit. I am spirit. I am number 12. I am the living spirit of God. There is no person here. I cannot be both person and spirit. I cannot be human and spirit. I cannot be flesh and spirit. I can walk in the flesh or I can walk in the spirit. I must choose. Oh, what does Christ tell me to do? Choose ye, God or mammon. And what do I respond? I choose Christ. Not just for this meditation. I choose Christ forever. And then I think, am I really ready to walk in reality? Or would I rather continue to walk in the dream? Have I been playing at the game of spirit without really accepting? Am I sincere? Am I ready to close the book on a human life that never existed? Am I waiting for more quotations to convince me? Am I still listening to mortal mind? Would I rather leave spirit and return to map? Or am I trying to hold on to both, the comforts of matter and the promises of spirit? I ask myself these questions. Do I think I can be a half person and a half Christ? Am I Christ or anti-Christ? Am I afraid? Or is mortal mind afraid? Can I make a better decision on this tomorrow? Or am I right at this very moment crucifying Christ by denying who I am? Yes, that does it. It is all quite clear. Either I am spirit now or I am dead now. For only spirit is life. I am life. I am not death. I am life. I am not dying form. And I am life that has always lived and lives forever. I am spiritual life. I am the only life there is. It is impossible to be less. Only life is. Humanhood is only an image. And I am stepping out of that image. I'm stepping out of the image into life itself. I am not a dying image. I am life, spirit, living Christ. I never was a human image. Me was and is a false concept. That me is not me. That me is over. I am closing the door on me. I am opening the door on I. The old self moves out. The new self moves in. I can see. I see beauty. Oh, not beauty that can be made ugly. Not that kind of beauty. But beauty that is forever beautiful. Because it is the beauty of God. Real beauty. Glorious beauty. Beauty that can never tarnish. Beauty that can never fade. Beauty that can never lose its divine splendor. Beauty eternal. Beauty with substance. And I see love. Not love that can be lost, but love that is my own eternal being. Love that is my substance. Love that is the substance of my universe. And I see you. I see you as my own substance. For you never were human. You are spirit. You are my spirit. I am your spirit. We have always been one spirit, as we are now. I, spirit, am the only being. I am one spirit, without beginning or end. I am love. I am truth. I am life. I am the I am of you. I am the I am of the bird. I am the I am of the flower. I am. Is there an I am that I am not? I know not any. I am life unbound. I am spirit without limit in space or time. I always have been. I always will be. Everywhere I look, I am. Whatever I see, I am. Whatever exists, I am. For I am existence itself. Your name is I Am. I Am is the only being. Inscribe that on your heart. During the next 7 months, as we work together on this one mission, letting our number 12 identity shine from the housetops, you will feel a deepening conscious awareness that there is no other self, no other being in the universe than you. Who is Paul? Paul is Christ. Who is Peter? Peter is Christ. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Christ. Who is Joel? Joel is Christ. How many Christs are there? There is one Christ. And that one Christ appears to mortal sense as everyone, every form, every object, everything that we see on earth. Where is Paul, Peter, Jesus, Joel? In your mind. Everywhere is Christ. For Christ is the only being. Then who are you? You are Christ, the only being. And that's why the Bible speaks to us in code. It must lead you gently to this realization. It must prepare you to receive this truth. It must open every tender petal of your understanding before the flower of eternal identity can blossom forth. Or else the shock will crush the bud of wisdom before it blossoms. Me dies because it never existed. I remains because it always existed. The I of Paul, Peter, Jesus, Joel, has always been the I of you. It is the one indivisible I. It can never be broken into fragments called Peter, Paul, Jesus, Joel, or you. It is always one infinite I. The appearance of forms is our concept. Your continued fidelity to this simple but stupendous truth will lift you to soul consciousness, soul guidance, soul expression, the Christ mind. And that Christ mind will travel into the fullness of its own being to unravel for you mysteries that pass beyond human understanding. Thy faith, he said, has made thee whole. To have faith means to be faithful. To be faithful. So I am the one being, the only being. That is faith. And your faith will make you whole. Your faith will reveal your wholeness in infinitely glorious ways. Oh, I see your human body image. But I, the only being, the life without beginning or end, is really standing there, standing here, standing everywhere. I hear the voice of those who oppose me. But there is no me to oppose. There is no life to oppose the life of I, for I am the only life. And if I am faithful to what I am, I know that opposites and opposition can only be a belief that other lives exist beside the one infinite life that I am. There is no me to defend, to protect, to be envious, to desire, to seek, need, or want. There is no me. There is no me to judge, to feel, to think, to be. For me is a finite concept of imagination, an image of the mind. That is not the mind that is in Christ. To Christ, none have ever died, for I am the Christ of all human images, whether they are alive or dead. And the Christ that I am is the life of you, no matter on which side of the veil I or your image may be. This conscious awareness is substance. This faith in your own self. And when you live in this substance, there are no words to describe adequately the limitless glories that enter your consciousness as the great Christ seed of your understanding bursts forth into ever new, perfect spiritual form. And you must know this. Death can never touch I, Christ, the only being. Matter has no power over I am, the only being. Evil never clings to I am, the only being. There is no pretended power in the universe that could ever crucify the infinite I am. And so, dear friend, dear self, dear I am, clothe yourself in this immaculate light. It was the spirit of you, appearing as Jesus, which revealed the allness of spirit, the allness of spiritual man, and the nothingness of counterfeit material man. Surely you must believe your own teaching. I want to thank all of you for this wonderful 1975 we have shared together. The so-called miracles that have appeared in our lives, the understanding that we have reached, the experiences we have shared are beyond price. And they are all a prelude to the great act that lies before us, the birth of Christ's Spirit on this earth through you. I want to thank you also for those letters to the President. I may write you about your particular letter during the next 6 or 7 months. If I don't, please don't be disturbed by it. And when we meet privately during the seminar, not only in the class, but for personal private instructions or private work together, we may compare your letter to your consciousness at that time, and I'm quite sure you'll find your letter will be an excellent measuring rod to show you how you have deepened into a new substance. So we start now with a new landmark. And I want to clarify it so that none of us can mistake the intent of number 12 in the Bible and of the great thrust of the Christ teaching that emanates not only through the Bible but through Joel, the infinite way, and other messages on this earth which are now learning that unless you have the living Spirit of God as your being, you have nothing. And that intent is this. Duality is separation. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, meaning there is only one spirit, one being. God has no opposite. God has no second. God is all. And God, expressing God's infinite nature, is called Christ. And God individualizes as you, that is, Christ expressing. When you accept Christ as your identity, you are accepting Christhood as an infinite identity. And that wipes away the belief in separate forms, separate people. You see, you actually move into a realization of another realm in which there is only one being. And you are that one being. And you respect every form you see as nothing more than a human body image where the one being is standing. And that one being is yourself. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl, a man or a woman. You must learn to identify everyone you see as your invisible self. I am the only being is our theme for 7 months. I stressed before that you must work with this theme every day. I would have liked to say you must work with this theme every minute, because in my own experience, I have discovered that when I work with this theme, things happen that happen no other way. When I acknowledge that I am the only being in some way acknowledges this little body image here. The only being is infinite self, and when you acknowledge your infinite self, it acknowledges the body image. It manifests. It converts the world from idolatry, from anti-Christ consciousness, into the spiritual image of God. Joel has stressed that every one of us is more than 1,000. He has stressed that when he taught, he never spoke to person, he spoke to the Christ. And when you acknowledge this Christ, you are carrying on the great work. There will be a tape in January. And incidentally, those of you who may have written a letter to the president, which you didn't mail to me yet, please do so. I will discuss it with you. Again, to all of you, much gratitude for the path you are walking. And I shall certainly look forward to any comments you care to make about experiences that come to you from this departure from the old human self into the sure knowledge that I am the only being. Happy 1976, as we share eternity together. Much love until we meet again.